arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. To all of you, my wonderful listeners around the world, I want to greet you in the name of Jesus. What a precious God we serve. And it's a blessing to be alive in this hour. You ought to thank God for the breath you breathe and thank God for every moment of your life. These are wonderful times that the prophets prophesied about. That all we have lived to be alive in this hour. The world is advancing. The technology is amazing. Through technology, in America and rich people in Japan, Indonesia, Jamaica, Africa, all for the glory of God. The Bible said, and this gospel shall be preached as a witness. And then the end shall come. And this gospel shall be preached as a witness. And then the end shall come. So the gospel, you know, God's amazing that he will let men have access to some knowledge. But in the pride of the things that they did themselves and they discovered themselves, and the thing that, you know, they can use it for their own interest. But at the end of the day, God's intention is that this technology may be used to advance the gospel around the world. So, the Bible has been translated to multiple languages. And as you look at some apps in your phone like Facebook or the social media, can be used to start a revolution in Egypt. In Ethiopia, where the Oromo had the revolution that forced the totalitarian governments out of power. And on top of that, they were able to introduce new governments using information technology. So that shows you how effective it can be with people having access to media and technology on their phones. It's a sign of the end times that the gospel can be preached through technology. So we have access to social media, we have access to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all kinds of social media outlets. If you have these social medias access, you can be able to share your faith, post the scripture, and somebody will, and you never know, a post you post could go viral and reach millions of people within a day. And that's the intention that this gospel shall be preached as a witness, and then the end shall come. For this folks, you know, but I want to thank all of you, our wonderful listeners that are tuning in now, that you can hear me. Or you can hear me through the radio waves, on air, in your car. This is a wonderful day. It's a great day the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it. I believe that God wants me to speak to you today, to encourage you, to inspire you, to trust him. And says that this gospel shall be preached as witness and the end shall come. So we understand that God's word has the ability or the enablement to turn lives around for his glory, to change lives. He is power to deliver and to set the captives free. When we hear the gospel, when we receive the gospel, our lives will be changed indefinitely. So, to hear the gospel and receive the gospel means to access the realm of glory. You know, imagine the good things in your mind. This gives you exposure to something positive. But if you imagine vainly, that gives you access to the wrong spiritual realm. And vain imaginations are the way the enemy is able to establish bondage in your life. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. So when you become aware of what the scripture teaches, you will not let the enemy establish vain imaginations in your mind. You can cast down all those vain imaginations. And once you cast them down, then you can hear, or you can meditate on things that are good, that God wants you to meditate. So the enemy can be challenged through the scripture. And as we take the word of God seriously in our heart, we will speak and we can act on what it says. God's word is so powerful that when you act on it, it will bring you to a place of rest and deliverance. So I'm going to show you the word of God today, and we're going to really go deeper into the scripture, and we're going to hear some powerful testimonies of what God has done, incredible things that God has done for his children. You know, we have a website, www.powerevangelism.net. You can visit our website to submit your progress. You can visit our website to see where we're going to be having our next upcoming crusades. You know, this ministry does a lot of crusades around the world, and you're welcome to participate and be part of these crusades, to partner with us, and also to pray for these crusades and to come and attend all these crusades. Also, you can be able to intercede. Maybe you're not able to travel to some of these crusades. Wherever you may be, you can be with us in prayer, and your prayer makes when I hear prayer, you know, that'd be a blessing when you stand the gap and intercede for this ministry. It'll be a blessing. The blessings of God make rich and it adds no sorrow. I'll lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes on the rain of heaven. And going back to what we call technology, like I was saying earlier, you saw and witnessed on Thursday the blockbuster Supreme Court nomination hearing that happened in the committee of the Republicans and the Democrats of the Judge Kavanaugh, who is supposed to become a justice in the Supreme Court. How everything, how defended himself, his family, and his vision. So, there are people left wondering who to believe and who not to believe. And that shows you how effective technology can be. Because every news channel, every major news, showing that every major, I mean, it was all over the social media. And that shows you what is happening. It's really a spiritual battle. And that's why you have to go back to the drawing lines. The word of God is so powerful that it can be referenced. It can be referenced. That's number two. He has the ability to change culture and how people, God's word has the ability to demolish strongholds in the minds of the people that have been erected for many years. God's word has the ability to shut down any institutionalized deception. But the word of God is so powerful that once it is accepted in your heart, if you receive the word of God in your heart, if you renew your mind based on God's word, you will become strong and you're going to become influential. and you can change nations, generations, and will. God is setting up the atmosphere to do very phenomenal works, incredible manifestations that will draw men's hearts back to Him. America is about to experience the greatest awakening that is ever recorded in history. God is going to rewrite things because no one can control or box Him in a corner. When He wants to do something, He's going to do it for His glory. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about this broadcast, and we're going to really cover a lot of major things today. And if you're discouraged, if you're going through some hard times, and you want to receive encouragement, this is the broadcast to stay tuned on. Don't touch the dial, because we're going to cover the scripture. We're going to see what the Bible teaches. And if you're never aware that Jesus is coming back soon, every sign is out there for you to know that the Lord is coming back soon. And He is coming back soon. And the coming of the Lord shall be sudden. It will surprise everyone. So, redemption draws nigh. I'll lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Creator of heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And whatever conspiracy the enemy has against you, He will crush it. Just stay focused on Jesus and battle in the Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Isaiah 54 verse 7 says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee, thou shalt condemn it or prove it to be wrong. So you have every right to exercise authority over any deception and a lie and a false accusation. Anything the enemy tried to throw at you, you can stand against it and resist it. And choose to believe what the Word of God says about you. In the name of Jesus. So, stay clear and don't touch the dial. We have a net you can call for prayer. Our prayer line is 561-337-9018. That is the prayer line. 561-337-9018. And if you want us to pray for, you can still call and give the names. Maybe they're in a hospital. Maybe they're incarcerated. Maybe they're going through some situation. If you want us to pray for them, just call. And we'll stand with you in prayer. For your family, for you personally, for your business, for your ministry, if you're struggling, if you need encouragement in any way, on this broadcast, we were ready. We are ready to stand with you in prayer and believe God for you to be blessed, for you to be encouraged. And those of you that are in Georgia, I'm going to be in Georgia on the 26th or 27th, out of here, and I'll be in Anderson on the 25th at the Art Center for one night of miracles. And I've been at Augusta for two nights of miracles. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with our God. So you encourage, be encouraged, and be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And pray that God will take care of anything that believing in for. Jesus is Lord. And I also want to remind you to access prayer requests through our website. And we have a prayer request page where you can submit your prayer request, and we'll pray for the prayer request and stand with you in prayer and believe God to deliver you from whatever is oppressing you. Nothing is impossible with God. And you're going to have a testimony. You're going to hear some powerful testimony today of what God has done. I'll share this testimony with you, and this is what I encourage you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This is the first time coming to your life on Piercing Darkness, which comes to you every Saturday at 1 o'clock. We're excited about this program. And let your friends, when you go to church tomorrow or when you go to work next week, tell them to tune in on this wonderful station, and they'll be able to enjoy. It's a powerful show that inspires you about the things of God. And you're going to hear prophetic messages. You're going to hear powerful inspirational messages and cutting-edge revelation of what God wants to do in your life. So right now, I'm going to go back to the studio, and I'll be back shortly there. Amen.
Turn to three people and tell them, God wants you to know him. It's his desire for you to see him, to know him, walk in his ways, and do his will. Let's give them the better clap offering. Brother Caesar, turn the lights on so they can see the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen to this. The woman with an issue of blood was so tormented by the issue of blood that she could not find help in any other place until she met the Lord. But when she met the Lord, she did something unique. She touched him before he touched her. When you hear the word will cause you to take steps that other people will not take. That's why you're here tonight, because there's something new cooking. Hallelujah. A miracle is about to explode in your life. I say a miracle is about to explode in your life. Get ready for a miracle. Say, I believe and I receive it. Say with authority. He says, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper wherever thou goest. That thou may what? Prosper in whatsoever place you go. Now let me show you something here. Some places you go to are not good places, but you can prosper because the word is embedded in you. America is facing an economic meltdown. People losing homes, jobs, but God wants you to prosper amidst all these shakings. It's the word of God that will make you prosper. Even when marriages are being shaken, your marriage will be a honeymoon. Even other people's kids are becoming drug dealers, your children are going to desire God. They ain't going to try to be like Superman. They're going to be, want to be like David or Samson in the Bible. They're going to want to be like Batman. They're going to be different. They're going to want to be like Caleb and Joshua in the Bible. Your daughters ain't going to want to be like Beyonce or Nicki Minaj. Pink, yellow, grape. I don't know what color of hair she has. They're going to want to be like Esther in the Bible. Like Ruth in the Bible. Ruth in the Bible prayed. Not gossip, but prayed. When the word of God is in you, it will turn you into an unstoppable blazing fire. God is a consuming fire. Daniel was so much in love with God that the lion's den could not hold him. When they put him in the lion's den, he was not alone. God was with him, so the lions hushed. They couldn't touch him, even though they were hungry, because the presence of God was on him. Isn't that powerful? And his enemies were put in the lion's den. And when his enemies were put in the lion's den, they were all killed before they got down. That must have been real, real hungry. How do we activate the glory of God? This is when we allow the Lord to reveal himself to us. When the glory of his presence is present, things begin to happen. We worship, that is out of passion and hunger. When we give an offering, it's what opens up our heart to trust God. When we confess our sin, we remove corruption, pollution. Nobody will confess their sin unless they have a revelation of the blood of Jesus. because they're always going to try to save themselves. It's in the human nature to try to find an excuse for our mistakes. Let me tell you something which is very powerful here. You know why most churches don't preach repentance today? And they don't teach the blood of Jesus? Because they're afraid that people are going to get offended. So they try to talk about everything else but not talk about the blood. But you can't talk about the blood of Jesus and not talk about the sin that the blood of Jesus removes. Because the two things can, there has to be a connection. So the blood of Jesus came not just to make us look red. It came to remove our sin. So we can't talk about the blood unless we talk about the sin that the blood removes. So you got to think about it like this. If there is sin in our life, the blood is present to remove it. But we have to exercise our faith to find forgiveness of our sin. But if you don't know that you have sin, it doesn't mean that the sin is not there. But if you know that the blood of Jesus washes the sin away, then you can believe God to cleanse you from your sin. Joshua had a mandate to possess the land. You're not here to become like the land. You're here to possess the land and turn the land into a place that God can be pleased. So your radical faith and your episodes of faith will release a new culture, because culture is birthed through an atmosphere sustained. You have to set an atmosphere to birth culture. You know why there is homosexual on rise in America? Because there's been an atmosphere behind the scene. Most of the lobbyists in those areas in Washington, they're gay and they're loaded. They got money so they can influence policies. Most Christians are broke. Most churches are in debt. That's why they don't respect Christians, because most of them, they're broke and they're in debt. And listen to me, when you talk to people and you're broke, they don't want to listen to you. But they're going to listen to a homosexual man because he's loaded. It's time for believers to get loaded too. Somebody say hallelujah. I say it's time for believers to get loaded too. Hallelujah. Look at some of a neighbor. It's not sin to be loaded. Somebody say amen. You know what I mean? Loaded by what? God's gonna load you up so you're debt free. Amen. Stop buying a wedding ring on a credit card. Hallelujah. Stop taking your wife for dinner on a credit card. Well, we're gonna charge it and pay next year. Give me a break. You're gonna. Can I preach? Oh, baby, I love you, but it's on a credit card. You bought the ring on a credit card. The wedding gown was rented on a credit card. Everything was on a credit card. The tuxedo was on a credit card. The limo was on a credit card. The hair you're wearing on a credit card. So when you sit with your husband and wife to do the finances, you are not worried about the debt collectors. You're not worried about a sheriff coming to put a foreclosure note on your door. Hallelujah. Your home is paid off. Hallelujah. Your condominium is paid off. Hallelujah. Your timeshare is paid off. Hallelujah. Say, I believe and I receive it. Of course, I know you pray in tongues. Of course, I mean, you can dance like an angel. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. You got to come out of debt too. Because angels are not in debt. Jesus is not in debt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father is not in debt. As it was, so shall, oh my goodness, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. There's no debt in heaven. The angels are debt free. The Father is debt free. Jesus is debt free. And I believe and I receive it. Supernaturally, all it takes is favor, the wisdom of God, revelation of who Jesus is. I don't want a dead church, I want a debt-free church building. Ever since I was watching the news and I saw in Atlanta, Georgia, the sheriff's hallelujah. God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
How long have you had this problem?
I'm the 3 month.
3 month. Okay. Come up here on the stage. Bring on the stage. It's true. So, this is what the Bible say. The shadow of Peter touched people and they were healed. Why? Because the glory of God was upon him. You believe?
Believe.
All right, because I'm in the glory. Bible is gonna be demonstrated right now in front of your eyes. She's gonna stand in my shadow, and the back pain is gonna go. So, this is what you're gonna say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
The Bible is true.
The Bible is true.
I believe everything it says.
I believe everything it says.
About my body.
About my body.
My body.
My body.
Is a temple.
Is a temple.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Now stand in my shadows right here. Watch out. That's the shadow of Peter. In the Bible it happened. Jesus, just like you did in the Bible, when Peter walked among the sick, do it for my sister. You told me exactly 3 months. I've obeyed you. Now fulfill the scripture to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Pick up your left leg. Pick up your right. Yeah. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every. Now walk. Take 7 steps. Yeah. How do you feel?
Good. Good.
The pain is gone.
Yes.
Break.
You got to be the glory for the powerful testimony. It is Jesus that heals the sick. It's Jesus that sets the captives free. Welcome to Piercing Darkness. It is apostolic. We have a prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. That's the prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. We're going to go to another experience.
His name. Amen. Yes. Yes. I'm going to be done in 1 minute. Before I close, I need a sister right there. You. Yes. What do you want to get?
Three sounds may come in my head, and it just torments me. And I have hyperacusis, which is sensitivity to sound.
Oh.
Very bad.
So, when sound get, when any sound makes you feel?
It hurts.
It hurts. Do you believe God can fix that right now?
I believe. I do.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know. I was about to close the meeting 5 minutes ago, and then You came, where do you came from? Anderson?
I live in Florida.
You live in Florida and you happen to be here and we're here.
God's going to do this for you right now.
Can you stretch your hands toward her? A creative miracle. A creative miracle. Do I have any oil here? Perfect. Thank you for coming with this oil. God bless you. It's called tetanine. What do you call it?
Tinnitus.
That's the first time I heard about the thing. Tinnitus. As I anoint your ears with oil.
Yes, Lord.
I release a creative miracle.
Now everybody pray. Stretch out and start praying. Father, we pray that you remove tinnitus out of our system.
Yes.
By the stripes of Jesus. And create a miracle. She will not be bothered by this tinnitus anymore. She happens to be here, all the way from Florida, in the glory realm, in the glory zone. As I've blown her ear, I command tinnitus to stop.
Yes,
bring that chair. Sit on this chair right now. Everybody stretch your hands. Watch God do a miracle right here in our eyes. Give me that chair, please. Yes. Get your check now.
God be the glory for the woman. She received a powerful miracle. The Lord fixed her ear and all the pain left, and she was able to play a piano. Isn't that amazing that Jesus Christ can heal and deliver and set captives free? Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. 561-337-9018.
Hallelujah!
Respond to your cry. It is a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
So I'm going to prophesy. I'm going to declare this. Your life is going to be free.
Va a ser libre.
The back pain is going to be gone.
Ya, tu dolor de espalda se va.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
After your back pain is gone.
Ya se va.
God is going to release a financial breakthrough.
Dios te va a liberar ya.
Within 3 months.
Después de 3 meses ya,
your entre 3 meses,
tu financia va a cambiar.
Totally.
Totalmente.
God's going to give you a financial breakthrough.
Dios te va a ayudar financieramente.
God's going to move in your situation.
Dios va a mover en tu situación.
I hear the word daughter.
Escucho.
And I hear again, daughter.
Hija.
And I hear the word daughter.
Escucho la palabra daughter. Hija.
The favor of God is upon you.
El favor de Dios está sobre
ti. As I lay hands on you.
Cuando te topo.
The glory.
La gloria de Dios.
Yeah.
¿Cómo te sientes?
Estoy bien.
Feels good.
She feel good.
Feels good.
Como te sientes? Did I say right? Como te sientes?
Good.
Como te sientes?
Good, good. Tenía mucho dolor en la parte de atrás, pero ahora no lo siento. No me molesta.
She had a lot of pain in her back, but now she doesn't feel anything.
She had a lot of pain. Say one more time, please.
Dilo una vez más, por favor.
I have more
for that powerful testimony of Jesus.
Hallelujah!
God will respond to your cry. It is a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
I was standing there and the Spirit of God whispered to me to pray for your voice. Is your voice back? Now, you know, she's in the choir and she lost her voice. So what happened? Why did you lose your voice?
Just gone.
You wanted it back?
Yes.
All right, lift your hands up. Close your eyes. Kerebo tan kante, kelebo sente mbrakala la kante. Je prakete mbrakala la se, yete mbrakata lekoton. God, I release a creative miracle on our vocals in Jesus' name.
I release a creative miracle on her vocals. On her vocals. Drink. Creative miracle. Glory to Jesus. While we're getting an offering ready, Brother Jeffrey is going to show us a video here. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
God be the glory for the powerful testimony. A miracle happened in front of her eyes, where this woman that lost her voice was restored immediately. To God be the glory. Jesus is Lord. And these kind of breakthroughs are available for all those that believe. If you can hear the sound of my voice, creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And these are the times we're living in, where we definitely need to witness His power, His dynamis, His supernatural. And God be the glory for those powerful praise reports.
Hallelujah!
God will respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
A fracture that I couldn't find x-rays wouldn't show it, and then I also had polymyalgia that hits me, and it did affect my joints and my muscles and my bones, and the doctors were saying for my feet they were full of neuropathy, and things that keeps me from walking. He said he couldn't help me anymore,
and it couldn't help you no more. Now you're walking. What did Jesus do for you?
Well, I couldn't even stand standing now, and it feels like it's just supporting me. I'm just thanking the Lord because I know He touched me. He told me He was going to heal me anyway.
Hallelujah.
She said, He touched me. I know He's going to heal me anyway. To God be the glory for that amazing testimony. I want to remind you that we're going to be in Augusta, Georgia for a powerful crusade August the 26th and 27th, and also we're going to be in Anderson, South Carolina on the 25th. Go to our website to get more information about these crusades. That's in South Carolina. And God is going to be glorified, for His glory is amazing, and the Lord is supernatural, and nothing is impossible with Him. Get ready for the word. I'll be back after this message.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
For the Lord God Almighty
reigns.
Yes, You reign. Oh.
Lord, hallelujah. All of you are joining us. This is Apostolic coming to you live from our studio. Glorifying God because the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Turn with me to the book of Daniel chapter 3. And we're going to look at what the Bible say in verse 1. Daniel chapter 3. And for the next few moments, I want you now to touch the dial. But stay right here as we get into the word because God's word is so powerful. And it's going to radicalize your thinking and revolutionize the way you look at things today. It says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth therefore of 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes and the governors and the captains and judges and the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Now, if you're going through some challenges and trials in your life today, the enemy has one message he's sending to you. Destruction, number one. Number two, to worship him. And because he wants to be worshipped, he's willing to do anything he can. So we see Nebuchadnezzar here, who is referencing wickedness in the air and submitted to his demons that he served, wanted everybody to reverence and worship them. So I want to encourage you to stay with me as we study the scripture. Now, the prince of the governors, verse 3, and the captains and judges and the treasurers and the counselors and the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together and to dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. That is what the enemy is trying to do. He wants to control nations, thought patterns, systems, the school system. He wants to control the church. He wants to control the Supreme Court. He wants to control the White House. He wants to control the State House. He wants to control every institution, the media, that they may worship him. And that is what you're dealing with today as a believer, because you are here on earth as a representative of God and you represent God's kingdom. So if you're born again and you're in Christ, that is who you are. You're the light and God's shining the light through you. So you don't take the light and put it under the table. You gotta have a testimony and proclaim the testimony of Jesus. So you're in this world but not of this world. So you're of the Father in heaven. So we know very well that the devil is going to try his level best to manipulate you into thinking that what you're going through is because of maybe you had a bad mother, or maybe you had a bad bloodline, or probably maybe somebody, you know, put a curse on you. You know, all the things happen and you have to deal with some spiritual warfare of some degree, which we understand. But what we see here in verse 3, that everybody here was prepared to bow before that image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But those that were not to bow before it were set up to be punished. Verse 6, whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of burning fiery furnace. That was the destination of those that would not bow down to worship this idol. Now it has come down to, if you're going to hold firm into your faith, you could be persecuted, you could be talked bad about, you could be accused falsely, and also several things can happen to you that really the enemy uses to really cause you to think twice about whether you're going to follow Jesus. You know, are you going to really reject Jesus? When I talk about microwave Christianity that's being deployed in what I call the user-friendly churches that are erecting up in America and around the world, the ones are called the soy latte, skinny jean, barbecue churches that don't really preach the gospel, make it too friendly for you to be a Christian, and make you feel like, well, I went to church and I met some people, we exchanged contacts, and hit me up during the week and I'll see you on Christmas. No, that's not the kind of Christianity I'm talking about. I'm talking about carrying the cross and following Jesus. You are going to be persecuted. If you really stand for the faith, I mean, you're going to be misunderstood. And sometimes you're going to be rejected. And that should not make you abandon your faith. Because if you're of this world, then the world is going to love you and they're going to accept you. But if you're of the Father in heaven, then the world will persecute you. And let us be, if you're a preacher, you can hear the sound of my voice. Tell your people, your pastor, that are under your covering or leadership, don't deny Jesus because of losing friends. I mean, the faith should be really something that you reference, you embrace, because your faith walk in Christ is so phenomenal that God has given you faith. You see, not everybody has faith. I mean, do you know how many millionaires and billionaires do not have faith at all? And they would love to have faith, but they got no faith. They don't even understand how, why they can't get it. So it's a privilege for you to be a child of God and to be a believer in the word, in the scripture. And you're not going to water the gospel down and say, well, the Bible didn't say this. Well, God is love. Of course, God is love, but God is order too. God is love, but God is order. So there must be order in the house. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Not a man and a man, not a woman and a woman. Marriage is not between an animal. Nowadays, people are marrying trees. People are marrying birds. The institution of marriage is a covenant between a man and a woman. And the people said amen. Hallelujah. You could clap your hands. And if you're watching me on social media, give me some hearts. That's what the Bible teaches. Amen. And then let's continue to look at the scripture. Thou shalt not kill. If a child is aborted out of your womb as a woman, it's called, you call it an unwanted pregnancy. Where is that in the Bible? The scripture says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Every child that is aborted in this nation, that's a life destroyed. Because God is a dreamer. God is a creator. He's an initiator of purposes. So before the seed is formed in the womb, God has drawn their world, their life, who they're going to influence, who they're going to be, and what they're going to be about, whence they're born. So if a woman gets pregnant and then she flushes out this child because she wants to, quote, quote, appear nice to people, that is murder. So you have, that's what the Bible teaches. And there's several other things that the church has accepted today as a lifestyle that the Bible doesn't endorse. Now, God is a loving God and is a forgiving God. But if holding on to your faith is going to put you in a situation like this young man I'm about to talk about, then you understand that God is going to be there to protect you, to preserve you, to sustain you. Because some of you now are going through the fire because of your faith. And that's why God has sent me to sound the alarm, to encourage you. Now, look at verse 8. It says, wherefore at a time sudden Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. That's verse 8. They spoke and said to Nebuchadnezzar, king of live forever, thou, O king, that has made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, and scarlet, pastor, and the clamor, and all this kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. The sudden Jews, whom thou hast set over the affairs of the prophets of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, now worship the golden image which thou hast set up. There is a group of people that are, I say, maybe demons that walk through minds of people to pinpoint you that are standing for faith, and you're going through persecution and frustrations and malicious activities being done against you without you even knowing. They may attack your finances. Some of you are going through some real crazy things, and you feel like, why did I believe Jesus? I thought when I accept Jesus, you know, I'm not going to go through this. It's called persecution of the saints. And you got to hold firm unto your salvation. You did not embrace what I call bread and butter type of faith. You embraced yoke destroying anointing. You embraced cutting edge faith that will cause you to shift, you know, minds and hearts of people to God. And your prosperity, your blessing, your breakthrough, your life, your testimony is a threat to the enemy and his institutions. And You're not going to be like a rabbit hiding his tail and hiding from some dog. No, you're going to get out and stand up there and be firm on your faith, on your commitment to Jesus. And you got to sound the alarm when you go to work, when you go to school, wherever you go. I'm a believer and I know who I believe in. And I'm persuaded that he's able. Amen. And you're going to hold firm unto your faith and stand firm on your faith. God's not calling Christians to be cowards. God is calling believers to be bold. The righteous is bold as a lion, and the wicked flee when no one pursueth them. So God's children must be bold. You got to hold firm unto your faith. Pray loud. If you got a home, walk around your yard and lift up Jesus. Post a yard sign that says, Jesus, Lord, over this house. Amen. Post a sign on your house that says, angels on duty. Be firm on your faith. Get a t-shirt. Put a t-shirt on that says, he died for my sins. I embrace the faith. Believers got to stop being cowards and hiding under the table. Put the light out. This is the truth that shall make you free. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us who are saved is the power of God. Jesus is coming back soon. Look at the tsunamis that are spreading and the earthquake that happened in the Indian Ocean. And what's going on there? I mean, it's the Pacific Ocean, excuse me. In the Pacific Ocean. You know, things that are happening right now in the world. The shakings. Look at Venezuela. The collapse of the government. Look at what's happening at the United Nations. In front of your eyes, you see leaders, you know, the threat of a war that could erupt in the Middle East could claim millions of people. You think about Iranians having a nuclear bomb, what they would do. These are signs of the end time. You think about the things that happen in the world today. People don't know the gospel. The gospel got to be preached. And it's not only preachers in the church that are going to preach the gospel. Every believer is a witness. Sunday school, from the youngest to the oldest, every believer is a soul winner. And you have a role to play in the kingdom of God, because the rapture is coming, the trumpet is going to blow, and Jesus is coming back. So if you can hear the sound of my voice on the radio, on Facebook, on Periscope, YouTube, whatever you may be, Jesus is coming back soon. And this business of being a shy, soy latte, coward believers gotta stop now. If you're born again, be bold and share your faith. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, now you're hearing what the gospel is. Give your life to Jesus today. I'm gonna give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. What would Paul do if he was here today? What would Peter do? This man stood up and he had no loudspeaker. He had no technology. He had no microphone. And thousands gave their life to Jesus. How did those people, the disciples of Jesus, after Jesus rose from the dead and he gave them power, how did they revolutionize and spread the gospel throughout the world? When persecutions rose, they couldn't stop them. They were not some coward believers. They were bold. They sang. They praised the Lord. And before I finish, let's look at what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they're brought into the house and they're challenged. You know, Nebuchadnezzar issues an ultimatum and a threat to them. So, in verse 17, if it be so, our God. Now I'm going to read verse 16. Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king of Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. But if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this burning fire furnace. He will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was fury, full of fury, and the form of his visage changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore spoke and command them that they should hit the furnace 17 times more than it was supposed to be heated. Dangerous rage erupted against them because they refused to bow down to the image. That shows you the outrage that is arising from all those sons of perdition and wickedness and the falling away people that are outrageously angry at those that are in faith and holding firm unto faith, ready killing those that are in faith. But let's see what the Bible says here. Verse 26, before Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth out hither. And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. But you see, before he said that, in verse 25, he said, yes, and said, lo, I see four men loose and walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart and form. All of the fourth is like the Son of Man. The fourth man appears in the fire, breaks all the chain. They bound, they cast them in the furnace with chains. They came out with no chains. The fourth man appeared. They didn't take those chains off. Jesus did it. God is going to come through for you. I want to speak this word to all those that are going through hard times. There is a fourth man that's about to appear. There is a God on the inside of you. His name is Jesus. He was not here on a barbecue vacation, soy latte, Starbucks, whatever you call it, coffee you like to drink. You know, he was here for bringing forth the light. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he may destroy the works of the devil. That devil is a liar. I want to break that intimidation of your life in the name of Jesus. Wake up the intercessors that can hear the sound of my voice. Stop hiding. You're an intercessor. Arise. Start to fast and pray. Pray for America. Pray for the church to wake up. Pray for Florida. Pray for your lives, your family. If you're in the Philippines, you can hear the sound of my voice. Wherever you may be, in the Bahamas, wake up from your slumber and sleep. Jesus is coming back soon. Every believer, awake from your sleep. Stop giving me excuses. Wake up and pursue God. Get your first love back. Jesus is calling you to wake up. These are the last days. Amen. And this young man refused to bow down to the idol. How many of you are believers and you have bowed down to the idol? Shame on you. Wake up. Carry the cross. Follow Jesus. You can't be scared. Faith moves mountain. God is not dead. Hallelujah. Play that song 200 times. God is not dead. Wake up from your slumber and God will save you. Hallelujah. I'm out of time. Before I go, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. Simply say after me. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess my sin. I repent and renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my personal Lord and my Savior. I am born again. Thank you, Jesus, for removing my name from the book of death. Amen. God bless you. Now, we'll be back next week to begin with exciting programming. Go to pyevangelism.net. You can watch our TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. This broadcast is called Piercing Darkness. And today, I went apostolic because I got to declare that Jesus is Lord. And I'm so excited about this program. Tune in next week at the same time, 1 o'clock. This is Piercing Darkness with Apostoli. 561-337-9018. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly, our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.